The Gospel of Matthew, if you would please, this morning, the Gospel of Matthew in chapter number 12. The Gospel of Matthew in chapter number 12. We started sharing a thought on Wednesday night with the folks that were able to be with us on Wednesday night from the latter part of chapter number 12. And I felt like the Lord would have us to come back this morning maybe and make mention of a few of the things that we mentioned on Wednesday night, well, with some other things if the Lord permits this morning. If you've been here on Wednesday nights, any at all in the last year, you know we've been looking in the Gospel of Matthew for a good little while on Wednesday nights, and even have done some on Sunday morning, Sunday nights, but I know we started a series a couple of weeks ago, certainly on not neglecting our opportunities, and if the Lord wills, we'll get back into that thought just as soon as He opens the door to do so. But I've got some things I want to share this morning out of the Gospel of Matthew in chapter number 12. I want you to think about the thought. We're going to take our text this morning, or our thought, out of verse number 50. I'm going to start reading down in verse number 46 and take our thought from verse number 50. But I want you to think about this this morning in relation to the Scriptures and to the thought that we want to give unto you this morning. It just simply be this: the will of God. The will of God. I wonder this morning, and I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands because you might get embarrassed before we leave today if I was to ask you to do that. It'd be something for us to think about. But I wonder this morning, how many of us really, really want the will of God? I'm going to talk about that this morning, and I pray that, and this probably won't be a shout-or-out message, nothing like that, but I think it's a very timely message for this particular time and for this particular day. The will of God. Do you really want the will of God? We say we do sometimes, but do we really want it? And God's not trying to conceal His will. God's not trying to hide His will. God wants you and I to live within the perfect will of God. But do we really want it? I think that's a question that we must ask ourselves. Now, I'm going to address some things this morning that I pray that each of us will think about. Now, there's no possible way that I can stand here this morning and completely go over all the will of God for all of our lives. But God has a will for our lives. And I pray that we consider that this morning. If you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God. If you're able to stand, and if you're not able to stand, then certainly that's okay. The will of God. I want you to understand this morning, I'm not here to hurt you. I'm not here to throw you under the bus. I'm not here to beat you down. But I am here this morning as a mouthpiece, touched by God to try to help us today to consider this will of God and just its importance in our lives. Verse number 46 of Matthew chapter number 12. The Bible says, while he yet talked to the people, this speaking of Jesus, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him. Notice he asked a question, who is my mother and who are my brethren? Verse 49, and he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. Notice they use an explanation point to drive the thought home. Verse 50, for whosoever, thank God for a Bible, thank God for a word from God that includes whosoever. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. May the Lord add His richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in Your presence once again this morning, Father, to thank You for another day on this side of eternity, to thank You, Father, for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy, to thank You for the forgiveness of sin, to Thank you for the relationship and fellowship that we have with you and with your people. And certainly we thank you for the privilege to be back in your house this morning. And Lord, we thank you for the Sunday school hour, the teaching of the Word of God. Thank you for the good singing, the prayers, and Lord, all that's been done this morning. Father, in your name, Lord, I just want to thank you for it. Now, Lord, I want to thank you for your precious Word. And I pray now, Father, as your servant, Lord, as I stand here today, I realize that, Father, I stand in a place where no man can stand alone and accomplish the will of God. Now, Lord, it's not my will that I seek after this morning, but, Father, it is your will, Father, for this hour, for this day, Lord, for this service this morning that I do pray that, God, that you would meet with us. I pray that you would encourage. Lord, I pray that you would challenge our hearts here, Father, through the Word of God. And I pray that you'd help each of us, Lord, here this morning to search our hearts and Lord, truly to, Father, help us to come to the place that, Father, each of us would truly want to be within the will of God. To do that, Lord, that you would have us to do, and Father, to be the people, Lord, that you'd have us to be. So I do pray this morning that you'd anoint me with fresh oil. God, I pray you touch my heart, my mind, and my mouth, that, Lord, I would say those things that need to be said this morning. I pray that, God, that you'd help me not to say anything that would be contrary, Lord, to your word or to your will. And then, Lord, I pray most of all this morning, Father, if there be someone here today, Lord, they've never trusted you as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray this morning that the Spirit of God would convict them and draw them. Lord, this very day, Lord, they'd walk out by faith and step out by faith and trust you. And then, Lord, those that might be cold and different, those that could be here this morning that may not be in the will of God, where they need to be, doing what they need to do, I pray that you'd speak to their hearts as well. Speak to us all this morning. Help us that we might all, Father, be drawn just a little bit closer to you here this morning. Father, we're going to thank you. We're going to praise you. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God. As I begin to deal with this thought on Wednesday night, the Lord just seemed to impress upon my heart that certainly that there's some things here that all of us need to consider. I realize that some are not able to be in the house of God on Wednesday night. I realize that some choose not to be. And certainly that's just the facts of the matter. But this morning I felt like that I needed to address some things because certainly today the will of God, the will of God for each of our lives here this morning, and for us to consider that and for us to think about that and allow the Word of God and the Spirit of God to speak to us here this morning and certainly encourage our hearts to be in the will of God. The as we look here now in the Scriptures this morning in verse number 50, again, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father. Now that word will, as it's used in the text this morning, it means choice, it means purpose, it means desire, it means pleasure. And then it also comes from a word today that means to delight in or to intend. It also can mean to love, it can mean to please or to have rather. So again this morning we all need to consider and think about, are or am I? And I need to ask myself that question this morning, am I in the perfect will of God? If God's got a perfect will, then certainly He, again, is not trying to hide that or conceal that from me or from you. But He does expect us this morning to seek that out and to follow Him and to be just exactly where God would have us to be, doing what God would have us to do, being the people this morning that God would have us to be. So many people today are somewhat, I'm afraid, confused and claim to be seeking what they call the will of God. And I believe again this morning, certainly the Scriptures gives us much insight to what God's will is for our lives. I'm afraid sometimes we may all try to overcomplicate what God's will is. Again, I believe that the Scriptures reveal to us specific things that is God's will. And again, let us be determined to listen and to learn and to follow the perfect will of God for our lives. Why? Because it's always right and it's always best. I want you to understand something this morning. God always has what is best for you and for me. God always has best what's for me. He has what's best for my family. God always has best for what is for certainly this church today. And so today we need to consider the will of God, God's will for our life. Let me ask you a couple of things in the form of a question this morning. First of all, is the will of God important? Is the will of God important. I think I've already answered that this morning, and certainly if you know anything about the Scriptures today, if you know anything about the true and the living God, then certainly there can be nothing any more important in our lives this morning than to be in the will of God. It's important for us individually concerning our relationship with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen again, friend. If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as Savior, I want you to know something this morning. There's nothing any more pressing, there's nothing any more important today than for you to know, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. As we think about the context of the Scriptures in which I read unto you this morning, Jesus relates this to a family. And so this morning, with God's help, I want to think about that, thinking about being in the family of God. And certainly I'm glad I'm in the family of God today. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm very thankful for that. And you say, well, preacher, is everybody not in the family of God? Absolutely not. And I'm going to address that here in just a few moments this morning. But in the line of questioning this morning, is the will of God important? And again, certainly it is. It's important to us individually. It's important to us collectively this morning, again, to carry out the ministry He has entrusted certainly unto us here this morning. Again, it's important to the family. It's important to the body of believers. And it's also important this morning to be in the will of God so that others might come to know the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can promise you this morning that we're never going to be effective in our witness. We're never going to be effective and certainly leading others to the person of Christ if we're outside of the will of God. And so this morning I want us to consider these thoughts today as we think about the will of God. Again, a lot of people think that when they talk about the will of God that God's got to write something in the sky and God's got to do this and God's got to do that. Listen, friend, God's already left us 66 books this morning for us to search out and to seek out the will of God for our lives. And so this morning, again, He's not trying to conceal it. He's not trying to hide it. And everybody thinks it's got to be something big and it's got to be something that everybody sees and everybody recognizes. Friend, that's not so this morning. I do believe if we're in the will of God that people will take notice of our lives and we will make a difference. But friend, this morning, that's not what it's all about. It's all about Christ this morning. It's all about His willingness to go to the cross of Calvary that you and I could know Him today in a free pardon of sin and live for Him and be an example and a light to a lost and a dying world. Hey, listen, this thing may be fixing to wrap up. I don't know. I don't know how much longer we have. But friend, you and I ought to be determined to seek out the will of God and to follow Him this morning with all of our hearts. The will of God. Again, a choice, a purpose, a desire, a pleasure. It's God's good pleasure. It's God's desire that we be within His will this morning. Now, as we think about the will of God, and again we relate it to the family, this morning I want to say this, and I think I've already said it, but let me say it one more time. It is impossible. It is impossible. It is impossible for you to be, if the will of God is important, for me individually, if it's important for us collectively, let us understand, first of all, it is impossible to be in the will of God and not be in the family of God. It is impossible. Well, preacher, I come to church. That's not what I said. Well, preacher, my family comes to church. That's not what I said. Are you in the family of God? And if not this morning, then I can promise you you're not in the will of God. And I'll prove that through the Scriptures here in just a few moments. As I said, we find the setting here this morning, and it relates to a family. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. You see the family unit there. And I don't want to spend a lot of time here this morning, but I want you to understand that certainly the family unit is important to God. As we studied on Wednesday night, it's important to the Jewish culture, or it was even in that day. And we see Jesus makes mention of that, and that gathers their attention in to let them know that certainly that family is very important and very crucial. And it was to that Jewish culture, and it even still is today. That's the breakdown of America this morning. morning. We've lost the importance of the home this morning, of the family. And I don't have time to preach here a whole lot today. But friend, I want to tell you what this morning. There's nothing any more important today than you being in the family of God and having your family, you as an individual and you as a family being in the will of God this morning. It's important to God. It was important in that Jewish culture. And it's certainly important even to our society today. It's important to this church. And the good thing about this morning, and I like this, anyone can be a part of the family of God. Amen. Hallelujah this morning. Well, preacher, you don't realize where I've been. You don't realize what I've done. You don't realize the things that I've went through. Friend, it doesn't make any matter. It doesn't make any difference this morning. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Boy, I'm glad this morning of that. Listen, I don't deserve it, and you don't deserve it today. But boy, I sure am glad that anybody, anywhere can be in the family of God. I'm telling you this morning, thank God, that ought to make you want to shout. That ought to make you want to praise God. Because the ultimate goal of a child of God is to do just exactly what this choir sang about this morning. And one day, thank God, we're going to get to see Him and be with Him. I'll tell you, the ultimate goal, thank God, is not in this world, but it's to be with the one that bled and died and suffered, that we could be, thank God, with Him one day after a while. Hallelujah. I'm glad this is not the end. I'm glad this is not the final story. I'm glad this morning, thank God, for the hope that I have. Thank God in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And I'm glad, thank God, for whosoever will. But as we think about that family unit this morning, this is where I really want to get down to. And that's searching our own hearts and asking ourselves the question, am I in the will of God? Now, really, the only individual that can answer that question for you this morning is you. I can't answer that for you. I don't know. But again, remember, God's not trying to conceal it. God's not trying to hide it. God wants you to be in the will of God. So to be in the will of God, first of all, we've got to be in the family of God. And so I want us to consider, as we think about this family of God and the function of the family, and some things about the family today concerning spiritual aspects of our life as well as our family. This morning, first of all, to be in a family, you have to be birthed into that family. Well, preacher, I think everything's all right with me. I hope everything's all right with me. Friend, you need to know. I've got one birth I can't remember and one I can't forget. Hallelujah this morning to the Lamb of God. I'm glad there's a time. I'm glad there's a place. Listen, when a baby's born, I'll tell you what, it's going to bring attention. When someone is born into this world, I can promise you that somebody's going to know something about it. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you what, you cannot be, just like you cannot be a part of the physical family that you're in. And let me say this, you may not have the best family situation. Some things may have happened in your family. Listen, I'm not here today to try to bring up all those kind of things. But listen to me, friend. If you're in the family of God, you're in the greatest family in all the world. Thank God you got the best Heavenly Father. You've got the best brothers and sisters in Christ today, and you ought to thank God for that. But friend, to ever be in this family this morning, you have to be birthed into the family of God. You say, well, preacher, can you prove that this morning? Well, I'm so glad that you ask. If you've not been birthed into the family of God, I pray this very day, this very moment, this very hour, that you'll come to the understanding that you have to be birthed into the family of God. Give me some scripture. Hold on a minute. John chapter number 3, verse number 3, Jesus dealing with Nicodemus, a religious man, a man who thought everything, no doubt in his own mind, was right with God. He thought he was a Pharisee, a religious leader. Boy, everything's all right. But I'll tell you what, Jesus let him know real quick in John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It's not the will of God for you to die and perish without God. It's God's will this morning that you know Him, that you love Him, that you serve Him. Listen, but you must be born again. There must be a birth. Notice not only John 3:3, but also notice this morning, John 3:7. Marvel not. Jesus again talking to Nicodemus. He not only says it once, but notice he says it again in verse number 7. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. I ask you a question this morning. Do you really want to be in the will of God? Is it important for you to be in the will of God? Well, there's no question. There's no question of the importance, the magnitude of the importance of that question. I'm afraid people have sat in church pews years upon years upon years. Now, I pray there's not anybody like that this morning, but if there is, don't sit there and die and perish without God. You can never begin to start to be in the will of God until you're birthed into the family of God. Notice he tells Nicodemus two different times. You must be born again. Notice also in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 4, the Bible says, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? Again, what's God's will? God's will is for you to be saved. Also, let's talk about 2 Peter 3:9. The latter part of that verse is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Think about that. It's not God's will for you to die and perish without God. That's how much He loves you today. That's how much He loves me. Boy, I just can't get a hold of that this morning, but I'm glad I don't have to get a hold of it. I'm glad I don't have to understand all of it. I'm glad I don't have to try to figure it all out. All God asked me to do is to trust Him by faith this morning, to put my faith and my trust in what He done at Calvary for me, and not only at Calvary, but rising again and ascending back to the Father to be my great high priest, to be my intercessor this morning. Friend, I don't have to explain it. I don't have to figure it out. I'm just glad by faith one Sunday morning I made my way to Calvary, and thank God. I'm telling you what, they didn't just sign me up to join the church, but I'm glad, thank God, on that Sunday morning, hallelujah, something moved out, hallelujah, and something moved in. Thank God this morning I'm glad, thank God that I got birthed into the family of God. It wasn't God's will for me to perish without Him. It's not God's will for you to perish without Him this morning. Thank God you can be birthed today in the family of God. Hallelujah. I couldn't tell you a thing about that first birth. Don't remember that. But I'll tell you what, I can tell you something about that second one. I'm glad I can this morning. Can you? Can you this morning? It's not the will of God for any to perish. Not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. So the first thing that we must examine today in this thought of being in the will of God is, are you born again? Now, my prayer is everybody in the building saved today, but I don't know this, but I would almost, and I'm not a betting man. I don't do that. I don't play the lotteries. I don't bet. I don't gamble. You probably ought not to either. I just don't know that'd be the will of God. I don't know why I said that, but there it is. So just do whatever you want to with it. But I would almost, if I was a betting man, say that there's probably some folks here today. If this was to be your last day on planet Earth, and you didn't do something about your soul salvation today, and this is your last day, and you wouldn't spend eternity with Christ. That's not His will. See, God gives us a choice. I choose. You choose. He doesn't force it. There's one thing about it. He doesn't conceal or hide His will, but He also doesn't force His will. Now, He can get me to the place that I wished I had. Amen. Anybody ever been there? Boy, I've been there a time or two, and I didn't like it too much. But sometimes God has to do that. Why? Because He loves us. But if this was to be your last day on planet Earth, I'm asking the Spirit of God to search your heart this morning. Search every heart in this building. To reach that age of accountability. Preacher, what age is that? It's different for everybody. That's between you and God. It's not the will of God for you to perish. It's God's will for you to be saved. Be saved today. Secondly, I know someone's hoping I'll be finished there, but I'm not. Again, there's no possible way I can stand here this morning and go over. There's so much Scripture that I can share with you this morning concerning the will of God. But for the sake of time, I don't have time this morning. But number one, to be in the will of God, first of all, you have to be birthed into the family of God. Secondly, this morning, not only are you birthed into the family, but secondly, this morning, He puts you within the boundaries of a church family. Now, if you're saved this morning, I mean, you're really saved, and it's God's will for you to be saved. If you're really saved, not only does He put us within the body of Christ, but secondly, He will put us in the body of local believers. God will place you in a Bible preaching, Bible teaching church. And if I was in anything else, I would get out of it and go find me one. Amen. Hallelujah. I wouldn't have anything else other than a Bible preaching, Bible teaching, a Bible believing church that still sings right and believes right and preaches right and teaches right and worships God right. Listen, I'm not interested in a social club this morning. I'm not interested in what everybody else is doing. I'm interested this morning in what God wants. I'm interested this morning in worshiping the true and the living God. I'm interested in what God's interested in. I'm interested in winning others to Christ today. Why? Because that's the will of God. And God uses the local church this morning. Morning, thank God to accomplish His will in this world this morning. If it gets done, it'll come through the local body of the local church. I'm telling you, thank God for the living church of God this morning. Amen. Thank God for a place to worship. Amen. Some of you this morning take for granted. You take for granted this morning this local body of believers. Again, I'm just trying to help you. If you really want to be in the will of God this morning, let me ask you a question. Are you helping the local body or are you hindering the local body? Bless God, that preaching like that, I'll just go somewhere else. Well, you can bow up on God if you want to. But if you go anywhere they're preaching the truth, you'll hear the same thing there that you're hearing here. Amen. I said if they're preaching the truth. If they love you enough to tell you what's right. Amen. I love you enough this morning to try to help you. I love you enough this morning to try to help your family. I love this church enough this morning to try to help this church. This church has got to move forward. Preacher, I ain't got nothing to do with me. Well, praise God, if you're saved, it does. If you're a member of this church, it does. Well, preacher, I just attend on occasion. Well, now listen, I'm glad you're here. I am. I thank God for every one of you that are here today. But I'll tell you what, friend, thank God you ought to quit hopping around and beating around and thrashing around. You ought to get in somewhere. Amen. And go for God. Right. Amen. For you folks that are here Wednesday night, you better amen me. I told him I was going to come preach it to him Sunday morning. I said, now what I do, you better amen me. Yeah. Listen, how precious it is to be a part of a local assembly of believers that believe something, that want to do something. God help us, it's probably the most neglected one of the most neglected things in a lot of people's life. Now, is it the will of God for you to neglect the body of Christ that He's placed you in? Absolutely not. Oh, preacher, I won't be in the will of God.
I want God to write me something in the sky. I want Him to send me to a foreign land. I want Him to call me to be a missionary. I want to do this and I want to do that. What does God want? He'll never call you to do anything. He'll never equip you to do anything until you get in the will of God. Thank God, get born again and get within the boundaries of a church family this morning. Amen. That's the truth. He ain't never going to use you. You ain't never going to have no effect. Well, you will, but it may not be good. Because now we all have an effect on somebody. Little eyes is watching. Little ears is listening. Hallelujah. I know Miss Debbie wasn't going to be shouting time, but that's all right. Sometimes we don't need to shout all the time, no how. Quit playing church. Some of you sitting here this morning just playing church. I love you. I love you this morning. But praise God, it's time to quit playing church. It's time to get in. It's time to go. If you really believe Jesus was coming soon, how would it change the reflection of how you see things and how you do things? Well, I'll tell you what, it changed the reflection. If you saw what Daniel saw, you say, well, preacher, we're not going to see that. Well, all I got to do is open up the book. Daniel will tell you about it, and John will tell you about it. He saw not a suffering Savior. He seen a glorified Savior. One that He had to fall. I mean, praise God. Them unbelievers that was around, them men that was unprepared, not looking for God. I mean, even the very presence of God scared them to the fact that they had to hide themselves. No, Daniel himself just had to bow there as a dead man. I'm glad God didn't leave him there, though. Amen. Hallelujah. He picked him up. He revived him and reassured him. And instructed him. Preacher, I want to be in the will of God. Well, have you been born again? Got to start there. Now, you can be as faithful to the church as Adam's house can. And die and perish without God. Got to be born again, but if you've been born again, then the church ought to be something that's very important to you. Why? Because it was important to Him. Man. I was thinking about this last night as I was trying to get some of my thoughts together for today. Do you understand that He died for the church? You know what the word church means? It means the called out. Not everybody's a part of the church. Everybody might go to a church. No, everybody don't. We know that. But it's not about this building. It's not about this particular body. It's about Christ. And being in the body of Christ, and then being in the body of Christ, again, being in the part of a local church assembly. Why? Because, number one, Jesus died for the church. Now, I understand He died for the whole world, that those that would accept Him, but He died for the church. Secondly, not only did He die for the church, but secondly, He established the church. Looking at Peter that day. And upon this rock, not Peter, but upon Christ Himself, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. I'm a part of something this morning, even though the devil attacks it, even though he fights against it. I'm glad this morning, thank God, I'm a part of something this morning, thank God, that will stand, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it today. How important is church to you? How important is church to your family? Well, as mom and dad, if it's not important to you, it'll never be important to them. And the older they get, the more they'll rebel against it. I'm just trying to help you. I'm trying to warn you. That's the reason in most churches you see more gray hair than you do blonde hair. Nothing wrong with gray hair. Mine's turning gray and turning loose. Just life. How important is it? Mom, if it's not important to you, don't expect little Johnny and Sally to be important to them. Dad, it's God's will for you to be the head of your family. You to lead by example. And they'll follow your example. Well, preacher, I'll have you know I done the very best I could. Well, aren't you glad you did? I never talked to anybody that's regretted if they done the very best they could with God's help. Hey, listen, I understand they're all going to reach an age where they're going to do what they're going to do. But friend, I don't want it to be because I didn't do my best. And I didn't follow God. Oh my, so many things this morning in so little time. See, he birthed us into the family. And then he puts us within the boundaries of a church family. And I would say to each and every one of you here this morning, if you are not being committed to a local body of believers, get there. Now, you may be here this morning and some of you may be searching, and I understand that. I understand that God sometimes moves people. And listen, I'm thankful for everybody God's brought into this church. I want you to know that I'm very thankful for that. Because had not been, if we hadn't moved forward in the last 9 years, I tell you, we'd be in serious trouble today. This church would be in trouble. But I'm going to tell you something, 9 years down the road, if we don't continue to move forward, if we don't get committed to this thing, then we're going to be right back where we started. And that's not God's will. How do you know it's not God's will? Because he died for the church. I knew I'd get back to it somewhere. He established the church, and thirdly, he's coming back for the church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah! Amen. He's coming back for the church. But are you committed to this body of believers? Or are you just haphazardly? Now listen. If you come on, I'm not here this morning again to throw you under the bus. I'm glad you're here. But so many times I hear people talk about, well, I want to be in the will of God. Boy, I want the will of God for me. I want the will of God for my family. But. we put our will where God's will has already directed us. He'll put you in a church. God didn't save you. Well, I can worship God just as good at home. No, you can't. God didn't die for. God didn't establish. And God's not coming back for the church just for you to sit at home and do nothing. Well, glory. Can you prove it, preacher? Yeah, Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Now notice it says ourselves. Whoever the writer was, and I truly believe it was probably Paul, but I don't know that. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. What's this next statement? As the manner of some is. You know what the writer's saying? They had that problem in. Why? Because we people. That doesn't mean I've got to be one of them that don't. Well, glory. Been a tough week on the old preacher. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. What's that meaning, word exhort mean? It means to encourage one another. I'm here to encourage you, to motivate you this morning. to encourage one another, and so much the more, underline that part, so much the more, not less.
Lord, I know how you felt sometimes.
So much the more as you see the day approaching.
What day is that? The coming of the Lord.
So it's the will of God this morning. What's the will, preacher? What's the will of God for my life? Well, it's to be born again, and then it's to get in the boundaries of a church family somewhere and go with God. Thirdly, I got to hurry. Not only is it His will for you to be born again, not only is it His will for you to be within the boundaries of a church family, but thirdly, there's a balance of responsibility within a family. The Baptist Church is famous for this. 10% of the people, most of the time, do 100% of the work. Now, is that God's will? Why, no. It's God's will for you to get involved. It is my goal as pastor of Pleasant Grove Baptist Church that this church minister to the entire family. And I'll just be honest with you this morning, we're not getting it done. I know there wasn't going to get much hallelujah swinging from the chandeliers this morning, brother. That's all right.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to help us.
Amen.
Preacher, are you concerned about the church? Amen. I sure am. And you ought to be as well.
Father.
I'm concerned about your children, your grandchildren. These teenagers, these coming teenagers. Somebody don't minister them. Somebody don't work with them. Somebody don't help them. Then old devil's got plenty out there to attract them. I ain't hear one of them little fellas say amen. Hallelujah! Praise God, I'll get them up here and give them a microphone. Because they need to be ministered to. Dads need to be ministered to. Moms need to be ministered to. The children need to be ministered to. We need to be ministered to as the body of Christ this morning. Why? Because thank God we need God's help this morning.
Amen.
But there has to be a balance of responsibilities. Number one, the preacher can't do it all. Anybody wants to try, I'll give you the keys for a day or two. Preacher, that wouldn't be the will of God, would it? Well, it might not be, but I'd like for you to try it. It's the will of God for you to get involved. Not only does 10% of the people do 10% of the work, but whether it's giving, whether it's volunteering, I mean, a lot of people just hoboing the train. Praise God, I want to ride in first class. Hey man, hallelujah, I want to ride in first class. I don't want to hobo the train. Oh yes, there's a price. Oh my soul, there's a price to pay to ride in first class. But hallelujah, I'm glad God's got first class for His people if we're willing to pay the price.
Amen.
Too many people want to hobo the train. Jump on when they can and jump off when they can. Well, preacher, I won't be in the will of God. Or are you taking care of your balance of the responsibility? Listen, for any family to be successful, that the entirety of that family has to have responsibilities within the family. You ought to teach little Johnny and little Susan that there's things around home they need to do. And maybe when they grow up, they won't be afraid to try to do something at church. Oh. Child labor laws. Boy, I'm glad they didn't have them when I was coming up. I can get to lay in the bed on Saturday morning and watch cartoons. Had me out working. I didn't have cell phones and video games. I had sledgehammers and axes and post hole diggers. water buckets, a hoe, a shovel, a mattock, a rake. Man, I had all kinds of entertainment. I think some of our children today need some of that entertainment. That won't cost you nothing. Amen. How in the world are they ever going to do anything if you don't teach them to do anything?
That's right.
Lord, I don't know why I'm down this road, but... Well, it's the will of God. Preacher, I want the will of God. Well, have you been birthed into the family? If not, get birthed in. Are you in the boundaries of a church setting? Are you where God wants you to be? If you are, get in this thing. Take your balance of responsibility. Don't somebody else. Here's the thought, the common theme thinking of most people sitting in the church pew. Somebody else will do it. Now, as pastor, I got to set the example. I'm willing to vacuum these floors. I'm willing to help clean up at the fellowship building. I'm willing to teach a Sunday school class. I'm willing to try to do what God's called me to do in preaching the Word of God. I'm willing to run up and down the road, chase the sick and the dying. What are you willing to do? I ought not to have to stand up here and preach a funeral, worry about a family getting fed and cleaning up. I don't care to once in a while, but I shouldn't have to worry about that. I got my soapbox out and I might just stay up on it. I love you this morning. I love you. I love you. I love you. But if we're going to move forward, if we're going to see God do anything, if the church is going to prosper and grow and people are going to be saved, somebody's got to step up and take a balance of responsibility. Well, preacher, that's not what I want to do. I don't want to sweep floors. I don't want to clean toilets. If I'm willing to, you ought to be. Somebody will have to do it. Well, preacher, I'm just trying to ease through this thing. Well, I'm glad Jesus didn't ease through what he had to do. I'm glad he was willing to go all the way. Oh, my. Again, I don't care. I'll do whatever it takes for this church to move forward. But I can't do it by myself. You're going to have to get involved. Preacher, I just don't want to get involved. Well, is that God's will? It's God's will for you to be involved. And if you hold a position in this church, and you do a job in this church, you start that job and you finish that job. Oh, glory. Probably have a voting on a pastor down at Pleasant Grove here in a day or two. That's up to you, I guess. I got so many scriptures I could share with you this morning, but I don't have time. You can go to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where Paul talked about presenting your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I didn't go there, I just tried to quote that from memory. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We're a bunch of complainers. Thessalonians 4:1-7. See, the balance of the responsibility of the family is to do four things for the family. Number one, it'll bring about the success of the family. Number two, it'll bring about the serenity of the family. Peace within the family. If dad's having to do it all, there ain't going to be much peace in the family. If mom's having to do it all, there ain't going to be much peace in the family. If the children is doing more than what they should have to be doing, then there's not going to be any peace in the family.
You catch my drift? There's going to be success in the family. There's going to have to be a balance of responsibilities. If there's going to be a balance of responsibilities, not only will there be success, there'll be serenity. But thirdly, there'll be spiritual growth in the family. And then fourthly, there'll be sanctification. What's sanctification? Setting apart. Now, I'm done. Once I'm like, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Now I want to ask you a question. Do you want to be in the will of God? God's not calling you to the mission field. Now, He might. I'm not asking you that. I'm not asking if God's calling you into the gospel ministry. God's calling you this morning to be in His will. And until we get in His will, then He's probably not going to use us. He's not going to call you to go to a mission field. He's not going to call you to do this or that. Why? Because you've got to be born again. You've got to get in the boundaries of a church. And thirdly, you've got to take your balance of responsibility. Remember I said a few weeks ago that everybody wants to be the CEO? I remember a day when you started in a company, you might start sweeping the floors in one day. If you worked hard and applied yourself, that you could move up in that company. I know things have changed business-wise around the world, as it has even in the church. Used to, you could work your way up. Then you could be like George Jefferson, moving on up. But you can't start out as CEO. Sometimes you got to start out sweeping them floors. Sometimes you got to be that one that's willing to bring those snotty-nosed children, bring them to church, bring them on. You may be the one that needs to help clean up from time to time. Got to be a balance of responsibility. For any family to function, and function correctly, and be successful, have serenity, and see spiritual growth. I want to commend our folks this morning that was willing to step up. Brother Curtis, just at the last moment, I found out at 9 o'clock this morning, I said, Scotty, you text Curtis, see if Curtis can lead the choir today. He led the choir. Brother Brian played the piano. They don't do all that all the time. It's hard. It's hard. But they were willing to do it. And if you make yourself available, God will use you. That's them taking on their responsibility. And we all must take our responsibility this morning. Stand to our feet all over the building. Brother Curtis, come get a song of invitation. Father, we love you this morning. Thank you for loving us. And thank you, Father, for your word this morning. And I thank you, Father, for the liberty in which to try to proclaim the truths that you placed upon our heart for this hour. And Lord, certainly not trying to be hard or difficult or, Lord, try to discourage, but Lord, to encourage. And help each of us this morning to look deep within ourselves. And ask ourselves the question is, do I really, really want the will of God? Well, I believe there's got to start with some very basic things this morning. If we really want to be in the will of God. Got to be born again. And Lord, if there's anybody here today that's never been saved, I pray, God, that you convict their hearts and help them to come even today and receive you as Savior. Lord, help us to stay within the boundaries of a local church assembly. Lord, you died for the church, you established it, and you're coming back for it. And Lord, you used the church to win others to you. A place to worship, a place of refuge, a place of help. So I pray this morning. And then, Lord, for the balance of responsibility. Lord, somebody's got to make up the head. Somebody's got to stay in the gap. Somebody's got to do the job. And Lord, I pray this morning that you would help each of us to evaluate our own hearts, our own lives, Lord, our own motives. And help us this morning that, Father, we would all get involved in the work of God. Because, Lord, at the end of the day, that's all that's going to matter, is your work. I pray you bless every individual. I pray you bless every family. Take the invitation, Lord, you use it. Help us to be obedient. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's sing together this morning.